You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by senior guard Charwell Bell of Rhodes College. And Charwell, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Charwell, you enter your senior campaign coming off a 9-16 year as a junior, 6-10 in SCAC play. Just talk about what this group learned over the course of last season that you guys take into your senior year.
Well, last season was a lot about just grinding it out and trying to stick together and kind of just make it through. We faced a lot of adversity last season, but I'd say we definitely came together as a team, and the people we have returning, you know, kind of value that experience and are ready to move forward. And I'm ready to go out with, you know, kind of like a bang after facing kind of some adversity last season.
You know, you mentioned the adversity, Charwell, but you guys returned quite a bit of experience, but you're the lone senior on the team, as I mentioned. Do you feel a sense of urgency heading into your senior year, knowing this is your last go-around? And just talk about how you've been a leader on this basketball club.
Well, I mean, well, anytime it's your senior year, your last chance to kind of make an impact on the conference, there is some sense of urgency, but no more than any other season. You always want to go out there and do your best. I prefer to lead by example, so just by, you know, putting out my best effort in every situation. But especially vocally this season, I tried to step it up just a little bit this year, being the lone senior, just trying to make sure, you know, all the returners, and then we have a lot of fresh faces, just making sure everyone's on the same page and putting forth maximum effort.
Charwell, last season you were named first team All-SCAC, averaged 19.2 points, 8.8 rebounds per contest. Just speak what you've done individually through the summer into preseason to improve yourself better individually as a basketball player.
I mean, just like any other off-season, you just, you know, try to get in and work on the little things that you know you can improve in your game. So I'm trying to increase my range and just, you know, make sure my fundamentals are still up to par and stuff like that. And then off season with the team and stuff like that, just making sure we're in good conditioning and kind of building some kind of camaraderie and you know, chemistry, so that once games come around, we're all on the same page and ready to work.
Named a preseason All-American heading into your senior year, Charwell, just talk about what that honor means to you.
It means a great deal. I was pretty surprised to hear about it. A few of my teammates found out before me and, you know, got a couple congratulations before I really knew what they were talking about. But once I, you know, kind of digested, you know, the award or just the recognition, it means a lot to see that someone recognizes the hard work you put in. But I don't want to stop there. I hope that kind of just, like, fuels this season, and knowing that people expect a lot out of me, and hopefully I can live up to those expectations.
Looking at the roster, Charwell, you guys have some size, 5'11", 5'10", 6'3", 6'2", but struggled some crashing the boards last season. How do you guys try and hit the glass a little bit harder this year and improve that area of the game?
Well, as you know, we have, you know, transfer coming in, we have our post returning, and a couple more freshmen, so kind of just trying to, along with having the size finally, just the mentality of, you know, being aggressive for the ball, whether it's, you know, on defense or being aggressive attacking offensively, but especially in the rebounding aspect, it's all about effort. And so we've kind of emphasized, you know, that you can always crash the boards and always, you know, pursue a rebound. And so just by trying to instill that kind of mentality going in, I think that will help a lot with our performance on the boards.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by senior guard Charwell Bell of Rhodes College. And last season, Charwell, Rhodes was hit a little over 6 threes per game in the top half of the league. Just talk about the outside range this team has and the ability to continue that trend and knock some threes down this season.
Well, I've definitely seen myself and my teammates included just putting in the effort in the off season as well as in practice, just trying to make sure we're getting plenty of shots in. And we saw that was a strong point last season, and we hope to continue that. And then as the better we become at, you know, penetrating and forcing the help, you know, those shooters are going to continue to get opportunities to knock it down from outside. So that's definitely a point of emphasis this season, is to continue that success on the three-point line.
I talked with Coach Dean earlier today, Charwell, and one of the things he talked about was when you're out on the court and lined up in your four-guard set, I guess talking about trying to create more steals and more turnover opportunities on the defensive end to lead to more offensive possessions for the Lynx. How do you try to be a little bit more aggressive defensively and create those steals moving forward this year?
Yeah, definitely we're trying to emphasize defense this season. We've thrown in a few wrinkles into our normal defensive sets, just trying to throw different looks at our opponents and try to keep them on their toes and get them out of an offensive flow. And early on this season, it's a little bit of a grind to learn the system, but I think now that everybody's buying in, we're going to have some great success with just throwing different looks at teams and keeping them guessing and forcing turnovers against some easy offense.
What's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your team as you guys have gone through preseason and get prepared for the start of the year?
The biggest surprise, I'd say, this may seem corny or whatever, but just the level of chemistry or how much the team has kind of bonded together so quickly. We're pretty much like half returners and half newcomers this season, so there's always that potential for kind of an old versus new type of division, but I haven't really seen that as much as I may have expected. It's been the new faces are just willing to come in and want to contribute, and the old faces are very much looking forward to having some depth and stuff like that. So it's been a really pleasant surprise how well the group has meshed at this preseason.
Charwell, you guys open up the season November 18th against Westminster. Just, for our listeners who may not know about it, just what's it going to be like that first game to open up the season? You guys work so hard in preseason camp, and you're fighting battle against each other. I imagine it's something to look forward to when you actually go up against different competition as you head into your first game of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Just yesterday, in fact, Coach Dean, mentioned that, it's just time for us to be able to face another opponent, face someone other than ourselves. We've been doing such a great job of really competing and practicing and pushing each other to be better, and now we're really just ready to see kind of the fruits of our labor, so to speak, just really being able to all be on, the same side for a change and get to face an opponent as a unit. And, it's a lot of build-up, I think, but everyone's ready and excited, and we're going to come out hungry and ready to start the season off with a success.
The SCAC is an extremely competitive conference, especially in terms of Division III women's basketball. The league feels as open as it's ever been this year in terms of, I think each coach, each player that I talk to really feels that they have the group, the chemistry to be there at the end and trying to cut down the nets for the SCAC championship. With all that being said, as a student athlete, what's the biggest challenge you face trying to navigate through the SCAC schedule?
Biggest challenge? Well, this season it seems like my first semester is pretty much dominated by home games, and then once spring comes around, we're traveling, every other weekend. So as a student athlete, there's just a lot to balance, make sure I stay on top of it senior year, spring semester, just academically making sure I'm communicating with professors and stuff like that, as well as trying to maintain the level of competition we want to see on the court. So we just know that you can't take a weekend off or in our conference, and so we have to just remember to value each game and not be looking too far ahead or not be dwelling on this past weekend, because every conference bout counts.
Finally, Charwell, just talk about the goals this 2011-12 Lynx basketball team has heading into your senior year.
Our goals, I mean, we want to be that team that's there at the end. I think our team has all the, the talent and depth and just a lot of potential to really, make some waves in the conference. And I think, these goals are really realistic. And so we want to be there at the end and, trying to contend for a conference championship and then move on and compete at the national level.
A native of Memphis, Tennessee, senior guard Charwell Bell of Rhodes College. Again, the Lynx open up their 2011-12 campaign November 18th against Westminster. Charwell, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout your senior year.
All right, thank you.